Blog Talk Radio.
Bobo, divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, revelation and manifestation. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Oloye Udu Obeya Okur. specializing in doing battle, specializing in results, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic. For Pan-African Hoodoo World Spiritualist Perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my personal and constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin and that place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is, Ashe. This blessed Friday, March 25th, 2016, I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live. Virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this Hoodoo spiritualist Obeya life path and journey, passing down not only the great Obeya stick, but also the true knowledge and the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I'm humbled and honored by those of you who continue to join me here live at high noon Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for the 7th year of the Power Lunch. Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. I'm also grateful for those of you who are joining me now live in chat. I appreciate your presence, and I'm humbled by your taking the time out of your day to be a part of this shared sacred space. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Again, that's area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, you can press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to assist you. But in the interim, I was in spirit early this morning, and many of you who are connected with me in social media, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, you realize that I don't sleep a whole lot. They say as you get older, you require less sleep, but I also believe that the more creative you are, the more active your brain is, your consciousness is, your spirit is, that can also keep you up at night. Now, sometimes it can manifest for some of you as stress or anxiety or worry. And humbly receive this message. You're not walking in your spirit consciousness. You're not walking in your full presence as a, not only a human, but a spirit body. Me and several of my friends, a few are qualified practitioners, have been deeply in discussion about this in the last 48 hours in particular. When you affirm something, when you call something as though it were and speak that truth into existence, which is embedded in my message of creating and recreating your reality. We speak our truth. We speak our reality. The illusion is the vision and the dimensional space from which we observe a condition in, which ultimately leads to our experience. You know, I had a good experience. I had a negative experience. It was an exciting experience. You know, it was a fearful experience. But it's often based on consciousness, what we see, what we understand. So when you, and what you have experienced. So when you call something to you, when you affirm, I'm going to accomplish this goal, I'm going to set out to do, it's almost like tossing a stone across a pond that creates a ripple that resonates throughout every cell, every molecule, every atom in your body, and then outward into space, and then ultimately into dimensional space. With this show, we can't talk about space without talking about dimensions. And again, I've done many shows on this, so I'm not going to belabor my message about dimensional space and us existing in more than one realm at one time, which is what really creates our reality. And it's a much more metaphysical, scientific topic, so I don't want to get off on that right now and cause confusion when I'm trying to make a point. And my point is that particularly those of you who are called, who are creative, and that extends into the spiritual healers, prophets, but also into the creative, writers, artists, musicians, we enter into the same realm of space in our spirit, in our consciousness, when we enter that creative realm. So the more aptitude you have in that space, the more connection you have to that space, the more time you spend in that space, and we affirm and reaffirm that connection when we make affirmations of something that we speak truth to, that we speak power to. But let me tell you, once you toss that stone out there into the universal space, you will be tested. Tested. If I had to give this show a title, a subject matter, a theme, it would be that phrase, you will be tested. And we live now in a microwave, fast food, instant gratification-based society, which taints spirituality, which taints consciousness, which taints effort. We see effort in a much different way today than our ancestors saw effort. Our ancestors who would have had to get up and get the wood and get the fire going or maintain it to be sure it doesn't go out at night so that everybody in the house doesn't freeze or is exposed to the winter elements. The gathering of our food and in the process, many of us are completely disconnected from where your food comes from. It's scary how many of our young people don't know how it gets to your plate, how it came from the farm, from nature, from the ground, product on your plate. And I'm using this now as a euphemism for my spirit message. So when we start claiming consciousness, when we start claiming spiritual awareness, spiritual understanding, fearfully, those of you who are tossing out religion and standing on spirit, it requires so much more of you, so much more of us. It's not about what's fair. It's about what's spiritual and what's balanced in the creative realm, in the creative universe. So when we start to proclaim positive changes, we have to implement those changes with action, with movement. Symbolically, that's the ritual. That's the prayer. That's the lighting of the candle. That's the acknowledging of the saints. That's the salute. That's the work, if you will. So often when we get in a jam, when we get in a battle, when we reach a crossroads, we start and finish by acknowledging Papa Legba, by opening and closing the door, the spirit door. And you will be tested. You will be challenged. You will be put to the test. You can't claim Ianifa. You claim Babalao. You can't claim Aberisha. You can't claim Voodoo Priestess. You can't claim Bokor. You can't claim Christian, Muslim, Jew without that being put to a test, without that being challenged. And I was in the spirit early this morning. And sometimes when they speak to me, depending on the implement that I'm using, whether it be the shell or palm nut or crystal, they could come to me from any corner of the globe. Understand the mystery. Some of you know the mystery. Four corners, the circle. So the voice, spirit, can come from anywhere. And then you apply that to your ancestry. Some of you are still moving awfully slow on getting a DNA test done. You can't claim anything without that. You know, it's one thing in faith to claim Ifa, to claim Yoruba. It's a whole nother thing to then take that DNA test and find out just who your people really are and where they hail from. And sometimes they will speak to me from the Middle East, and they'll speak to me in the Bible, or they'll speak to me in the Quran. And Zechariah spoke, and he said, "What do you see?" And I answered, "I see a solid gold lampstand with a bowl at the top and seven lamps on it and seven channels to the lamp." And Mark said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bed or under a bowl? Instead, don't you put it on a stand?" And Luke said, "No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar, or puts it under a bed, put it on a stand, so that those who come in can see the light. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, so that those who come in may see the light." And so the light must shine. The light must come forth. And there's a deeper message here, a deeper meaning here that I alluded to on yesterday's show about energy. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be recreated, manipulated, reproduced, sent from one place to another. But it doesn't evaporate. It doesn't disappear. So is our spirit energy. So if you're true to the call, you've got to do the work. You've got to do the work. Those who get the most effective, most dramatic, quickest response do the work. And it's not predicated on how much money you spend, how elaborate your ritual is, how elaborate your process is, how many initiations you've undergone, how many books you've managed to digest. If you can't apply that in action, the crossroads, when you are under the test. And many people don't understand my temperament, my disposition. phone communication, email communication, communication in person, communication in social media. But I'm very exacting for a reason. And some of you, particularly recently, have noted that because we are living in trying times. The tests are greater. The tests are bigger. Because of our absence from the process, we're not involved in the process with our food. We're not involved in the process with our education. We're not involved in the process with our government. And some of you are voluntarily giving up that power. I refuse to vote. I refuse to be a part of the process. I refuse to get involved because they're not going to do nothing anyway. They're not going to listen anyway. You know, we have all these negatives that we create and recreate with our mouths. And every time you say that, you reaffirm that, understanding that before it comes out of your mouth, it's in your head. It's in your spirit. So, you know, you don't always have to speak ugly for people to see the ugly in you and on you. You don't always have to tell people I'm out to do you harm in order for us to understand and to know that you mean us no good. So we must take all of that in context to the subject, whatever it is you're battling, to your application, and not just, oh, I lit a candle, or oh, I did a bath, or oh, I did a process, but what is your commitment to the work involved at? We've got to move beyond remedial, remedy-based, oh, I got this carnal issue and I need it fixed, and refusing to look at the deep inner work, the spirit, the love, the hate, the joys, the pains, the trials that come with real initiation, literal initiation or figurative initiation. I've said it in previous shows, just because you can't manage $20,000 to get to Nigeria, to get to Cuba, doesn't mean you aren't going to be tested. Doesn't mean you aren't going to be initiated. And some of you, based on how you operate in ego, your tests are bigger. And they're very superficial. Once you learn a lesson, you move on to the higher thing. And any reappearance, reemergence, reoccurrence thing at any later point in your life becomes influential. It becomes less important because you've done that. You've been there. You've handled that before. You know that's not an emergency. You know it's not major. You know it doesn't end the game for you. But sometimes when you're confronted with the demon, and we got to get back to calling Jin as they are, people say, oh, it's not me, and I didn't mean, and it's done in love and innocence, and they're operating with a jinn. They're operating with a demon that's operating through them to create chaos. And we've got to begin to look at things from a spirit perspective. It's not always about race. It's not always about ethnicity. It's not always about the packaging. Often the packaging will come in a form that's most acceptable to you, that's most attractive to you. Understanding what your weaknesses are, knowing who you'd actually open the door to. So many of our battles will come from within, personally, but also within your immediate circle. So you've got to get clear. You've got to get focused. You got to get on point about, authentically on point about who you are and what you're really operating in. And if your realm is politics, do politics. If your realm is government, do government. You know, if your realm is artistry, do your artistry. If your realm is spirit, be prepared to do the work for that. Prepare to put in the effort for that. But also be prepared for the battle, for the test, for the backstabbers, for the frenemies, for the demons and the jinn who will come in masquerade, who will come in familiar face, who will come in family, friends, landlords, bosses, co-workers, union members, board members, community groups. Anytime you have that much creative energy at work, they're going to be present. Your pastors say the same thing. The devil sits on the front pew. That is literal. That is figurative. That is supernatural. That is interdimensional. And everything has more than one meaning when you're operating in the realm of spirit. Forgive me, that doesn't make it easy. It makes it very coded. It's like learning more than one language. And you got to put in the work to learn a language and to begin to learn its ins and outs and its innuendos, its epithets, its secrets, and its codes. There's always something else being spoken. So I come to remind you today that you've got to keep the light burning. They will seek to crush you for the light. They will seek to destroy you for the light. They will seek to bastardize you for the light. They will seek to defame and dishonor you for the light. But if you're operating in truth, if you're operating in spirit, if you're operating in something, you're going to be tested. And you will stand tall. You will stand firm. That's where your power is. That's where your cockiness and your true ego is in knowing that you've walked through hell and fire and come out pure gold. I'm going to take just a brief listen, and then I'll be back with more hoodoo, New Orleans voodoo secrets and recipes momentarily. All is a blessing. Ashe.
Olisha, sakamwe la penda ele. Olisha na go, sakam la penda mda kuye.
Olisha, sakamwe la penda ele.
Olisha na go, sakam la penda mda ele.
Oh,
divine, all blessed. I've reached the end of my 30 minutes, but before I leave you, I want to give thanks right now and much appreciation to Papa Candelo and to Papa Lou. I appreciate your continued support. Papa Lou, for our new connection, and Papa Candelo, who's been with me since probably my first Block Talk radio show. I'm truly honored and grateful by your continued friendship and support over the years, and I appreciate what you all bring to the table, and I ask that the spirits and the ancestors continue to bless your walk and bless your talk and, of course, bless your divine manifestation. I want to also say before I lose my time here, there's a time to put things in water. There's a time to bury things. There's a time to put things on a freeze. But then there's a time for fire. There's a call for fire. And fire and the spirits that govern fire, Papa Ogun, Shango, and many others require great respect. They are disciplined, orderly forces that follow a science or a math, if you will, that's very specific. And you must take care when dealing with your fire, your fire pots, your fire implements, but also in your intention when utilizing these implements. It's often discussed about accidents, particularly with candles. And they often fall into the realm of simple mistakes, foolish mistakes, not taking care. And often when operating in the element of fire, whether it's on your tongue, in a heated conversation, we cross a line there where we don't take care, where we disconnect from the source. We disconnect from our point sometimes even. And you end up in a dispute, and you don't even know what the dispute is about. You forget how it started. You forget who threw the first punch, you know. So there are many meanings, many messages embedded. And when I'm speaking to you right now, my people, be careful with fire. But understand, there's a time to fight fire with fire. There's a time to not bow down, to not lay down, to stand up and take the position to answer the call that many of us, particularly those listening to the sound of my voice, have on their lives. Many of you would not be here, wouldn't be listening to this material, wouldn't still now be hearing me into archive, because we stopped broadcasting 6 minutes ago, if it were not for a spirit call on your lives. So answer the call. Don't be afraid to walk through the fire, but allow spirit, allow your elders, allow your ancestors, allow your teachers, allow the prophets in your lives to walk you through the process of initiation. The more battle-ready we are to confront the changes that exist right now, better our outcome. I'm still optimistic. I don't care if you're talking about Black people, American people, world people. I'm still optimistic. This is not the end, and it does not have to be a tragic, Oya-driven transformation. Sometimes we need to apply a little honey. Sometimes you need to apply a little sweetness. But right now we need to burn away that which is no longer useful. We need to purify that which is divine within us, that which is in connection with true spirit within us, and bring that together in a cohesive way where we feel supported, where we are supported, where we have access to the resources that we need to move this thing forward. We don't need to follow the pathways, the footsteps of other world religions in order to continue to grow and reach the people who need us most, particularly today with modern technologies such as the internet. Often those who are seeking, you will find that which you seek if you would just put in the work. And sometimes it's as simple as refining your search, reordering your words, being more clear about what your purpose is, what your meaning is, what your destination even is. Sometimes it's good to start from the end and work your way back. Choose a place, choose a location, choose a job, choose a business, choose a career. And then on paper, if I could, what would I do? Where would it be? And create that order on paper. Now, humbly, I'm teaching you magic right now. Sometimes you need to bring your dreams, your ideas, your fantasies out of your head. That's what artists do, and bring them into tangible reality. The easiest thing is with pencil and paper, and map out your vision, map out your dream, and then ask those questions. What is this? How doable is this? What are the necessary steps to accomplishing this? And then when you reach that crossroads where you need magic, you need voodoo, you need understanding, you need tradition, you need the fire, then you call me. All is a blessing. I will try and broadcast on tomorrow at high noon. I'll do my best. I am scheduled to be in a French Quarter tomorrow, so it might be a little close for me in terms of scheduling, but I'll do my best. If not, I'll be back the next day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing. Respect the voodoo. Respect the voodoo. The voodoo. Fire.
Congo Square. The almost Indians, the Olmos Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Olmos Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Olmos Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated, retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart. Beat, heart, beat, heart, be at this place, be heart, beat, be we, beating place in new world space, beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance. Be Banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter how much of us they protect.